about it.
Hello, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your Thursday night freak show. Boy, we have a great one tonight. First off, she's back. My co-host Josie Cat. You want to say hello to the Dark Minions?
Hello, Dark Minions. And I have a special shout out.
Oh, let's hear it. To me?
No, not to you.
Okay.
To a certain fan out there who happens to like ministry.
Oh, that fan.
What?
The fan that said if I lost 80 pounds, I'd be really handsome.
80, that's it? Sorry.
I was going to put the camera on you, but he seems to like you. He seemed to think that you and Ginger Lynn would be a fun threesome, but I'm staring at a threesome across from me that couldn't be more fabulous. If they tried. On my right, we know her from your birthday show. Did you spank her on the birthday show?
No, I don't think I had a chance to. There was just so many people here.
There's a whole show tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I always do believe in spankings.
The beautiful belly dancer. And you want to get a little closer to the mic.
Okay. Is that good?
That's good. That's good. Okay. We have Sahira Sin. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
That's correct. Okay.
And next to Sahira, Scott Hierman.
You got it.
The bearded drag queen.
Hi.
As if you couldn't guess if you're watching the show.
Yeah.
And then next to you, Viper Sinville.
Hello.
And he is a belly dancer, too, and he is all man, which is interesting. We're going to talk about that.
I have a full penis.
I'll bet
a
you
full.
Do.
That's much better than half.
Right? Yeah.
Right. Josie's used to the half penises.
Oh.
She's used to that. Is that it? Is
you don't
it
get pregnant that way.
Okay. Huh?
I said you don't get pregnant
You don't
that
get
way.
Pregnant by sleeping with small penis men. I'm not sure who will taught you that. Anyway, I know you didn't get that information on audible.com, our sponsor. We go to audible.com. You can get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. They have Belly Dancing in Tel Aviv, Poem of Love and Survival. They have, I just put in Belly Dancing, Tuesday Night at the Casbah. They have comedy albums. They have hypnosis tapes. They have all sorts of stuff. If you go to audibletrial.com/darkmarkshow or just go to darkmarkshow.com. That's the easy way. Click on the Audible button right next to my smiling face. And you get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial at audible.com. Get the new Stephen King book, Dr. Sleep. It's the sequel to The Shining. They have a play for Dracula.
Hey, girl, hey.
They have a Dracula play with Tim Curry and Alan Cumming. Mm-hmm. All-star cast. They've got everything.
His name makes me laugh.
Who's that?
Alan Cumming.
Alan Cumming. That is a good name.
That's the only thing, you know, I mean, hey.
The coming. I wish my name was coming. But, and we also are brought to you by Damatees.com. The best in punk horror counterculture shirts. They have a shirt, not a Misfits shirt. They have a shirt with Boba Fett with a devil lock. It's a Misfits. They have shirts like that. Exactly. They have sci-fi shirts. They have horror shirts. They have Frankenhooker shirts. They have old school.
Frankenhooker.
I totally gave him the idea for that, by the way. Just saying.
What? You gave them
the Frankenhooker.
The Frankenhooker shirt?
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I inspired that. Just
you inspired Frankenhooker. Mm-hmm. Which is weird because you were a fetus at the time. I think you were twinkle in your father's eye.
Unless you're older than you.
Unless you're older than I think.
She's old enough.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Right. If Josie said that, I believe it, but it's you, so I don't believe it. Go to Damatees.com. Go to Damatees.com and say you heard it from the Dark Mark Show. Put that in when you order. You get 10% off every order. Now, we've got a great show, but it's time for, I'm going to switch the camera over here. We haven't done this in a long time. It's time for the Josie Cat Hollywood Reports. Do we have the music or we're just going to go? So, do you know the Hollywood Report music?
Look at him. He's so lost.
He's like, what's
his name?
There you go.
You're pretty.
He is pretty. Scott. Scots are pretty.
Thank you.
Okay,
oh my God,
Josie,
that was
so
anticlimactic.
I can't hear because I don't have headphones on.
Trust me, they play like 30 seconds. It's enough. And your tits are on your phone. Go right ahead.
All right. What's been going on?
A brief one because we got a whole lot of show.
Okay. All right, I'll just give a brief plug. We just finished filming TLC's, the show on TLC.
Right, does it have a title?
Sex Sent Me to the ER.
I've heard of this.
My favorite.
Today they're filming.
I auditioned for the show.
Oh my gosh, our segment is so funny. They just actually asked Ruby and I to do the press junket for next season.
Amazing.
So that's going to be really exciting. A little bit of interviews with Mario Lopez and
Oh, Mario Lopez. Oh, doesn't get more exciting than that.
Doesn't get any more Hollywood than that, does it?
If it was Screech, we'd be excited, but it's Mario Lopez.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. Mm-hmm.
Screech makes me happy.
Let's Mario Lopez, some he's generic. Junkets for Sex Sent Me to the ER.
Yeah.
In fact, today they were filming our segment.
When doesn't sex send you to the ER?
When you're not having it.
Well, that's what I was saying. It's Josie Cat, so she's always
I would love
it.
To go to the ER because of sex. That'd be great. Right? I used to go to the ER because of suicide attempts.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Wait, how dark
that's,
is this
that's
show?
That's
very dark. That's perfect.
Thank God.
What about suicide sex?
That's
horrible.
What about
suicide sex?
Suicide sex? What is that? Is
that suicide sex? That sounds like a new singing. Band.
It's
my new band.
So is there anything coming up in the Josie Cat world that we need to know about? Like a Carrera show, possibly?
Yes, there is. We're going to be opening up a brand new club in Hollywood. It's called Whiskey Blue, right off Hollywood Boulevard in Las Palmas. So that's very exciting.
What date would that be?
That would be...
Because we're all going to wander the streets of Hollywood.
July 18th.
July 18th. And you know what this Friday is, or tomorrow?
Tomorrow is your last show.
And you know, I have three shows, and I've been doing three shows. My one-man show, I Laughed So Hard I Cried, at the Complex Theater in 6476 Santa Monica Boulevard, Hollywood, California. You really know who your friends are, because if you do one show and people can't make it, okay, people are busy.
Right.
If you have three shows and nobody makes it, such as a certain co-host, you know they could give a shit to watch a show. How many Carrera shows have I been? Do I miss a Carrera show? Never.
Never. You're good like that.
So you're coming tomorrow?
I am.
No, I'll believe when I say it.
She's too busy.
Anyway, I hope you do, because the crowd's been great. It's a terrific show, terrific theater, and I'm taping it for DVD and CD. And if you don't show up, I'm going to have to charge your full price, Josie. So now let's get to the show. Let's get to the show. And I know what you make, so I'll keep the camera on you. Anyway, so we have Saharison, and you were such a great surprise at Josie Cat's birthday party.
Oh, I was the birthday surprise,
she,
wasn't
she
I?
Was a... bonus gift.
As well as good. And you are a belly. How long have you been belly dancing?
Since about 2004.
Oh, so, man. We already have
now?
A caller.
Yeah.
So you've been belly dancing for about 10 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's get the caller on. Who caller? We never have callers.
Hello.
Very exciting.
I have to hear this now. Okay.
Never do headphones.
Hello, caller. Who is this?
Hello. I'd like to order a large pizza.
Yes,
hello.
No, maybe so.
He wants
to order a large pizza. What do you want on your pizza? Josie, be suggestive. What do you want on your pizza?
Would you like some sausage on that?
Ha ha, would you like
yes,
that?
Well, I'd like to order it with pizza and chocolate milk, please.
Chocolate milk? The chocolate milk's a giveaway. I know who this is, but... all right, that's enough of that.
That was like the most funny thing I've ever seen.
You don't mind if I talk to a beautiful woman now, do you? Okay, great.
You gotta go. Goodbye.
That was the weirdest, lamest thing ever. I know, and I've had dates from Craigslist. So that was really bad.
Now you know why we don't take calls. So you've been belly dancing since 2004, for about 10 years. So what prompted you to do it?
Honestly, I was at a local Renaissance fair. And originally...
Oh, wait, you're a Renaissance fair?
Yes, I worked...
Oh, get out. Yeah, get out. Out. No, that's... Okay.
Back in the day, I worked at Renaissance fairs and SCA events, and I did the whole shebang.
Right.
And now I saw some chicks doing tribal fusion belly dance, and like before that, I thought it was all the cabaret style, which is also a great style of belly dance, just not so much me, you know?
Right, and they have belly dancing at the Renaissance fair.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's been a while. I went once. I was going out with a girl at the Renaissance Fair. She was in the brothel, but right. So we were going out, and it was just
how he gets all his dates.
It was like a swap meet. It was really weird, and I don't think I caught any belly dancing. And was there belly dancing in Renaissance times? I have to do some research on that.
The actual history of belly dance is kind of obscured at the moment. there's no. Well,
this show's gonna obscure it more.
No belly dancer's ever sober enough to read up on it.
Right. So you were saying, I'm sorry to hear.
It's kind of true, though.
And its origins are honestly unknown. There's a lot of theories and of what actually started it, but there's no real concrete. Okay. This is where belly dance came from, sort of thing. So.
So
Renaissance fairs are so historically accurate, you know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there are such sticklers for historical fact, and they're selling like taco trucks at the Renaissance.
Right, exactly. Like churros tacos. Korean Mexican fusion tacos. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. Because no. You know, back in the Renaissance times, that's what Henry VIII ate all the time. But
right.
So as with every beautiful woman we've ever had in here and I've ever talked to, you were a nerd. When you were in high school,
none of the boys liked you. No, there is no past tense in this.
What do you mean there's no past tense?
She's a fucking nerd. That does not mean beauty has no.
No. What I'm saying is, when she was in high school, you were ugly and no boys liked you, right?
No.
No, they liked you. Okay, good. Because you know every model out here has this fucking story. Nobody liked me in high school. I was such a nerd and blah, 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 blah. And then, except for Josie, but I said beautiful woman. But so, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, now I sprouted into a flower.
She's like,
I mean, I feel like I look a hell of a lot better now than I did when I was younger still. But
that ass, though.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That ass is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's true, though. It's a true story.
Well, Viper, you could tell us now. The belly dancing helps the ass, right?
It's everything.
And belly dancing
is real. It's full body, really. I mean, it's.
And it's really a misnomer. Everybody says belly dancing, but you're moving your legs and your hips.
Actually, what moves your hips is your knees. It's a dance of cause and effect. If you move your knees, then you move your hips. If you drop your right knee, your left hip's going to pop up.
Right.
You know, it's all about
work.
It's work for sure.
Yeah. So how do the sins get together? Because you have Sin City.
Okay, so a friend of ours, Sherry Wheatley.
I know Sherry.
Yeah. Was in contact with Sahira, and then I can't remember exactly. Did Sherry say, put down the paps, lady? Did Sherry tell you to talk to me, or did you, what happened there?
Well, I finally moved to California, first of all.
Oh, where are you from? I don't even know that.
I'm originally from Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
So I finally moved to California, and we had been friends online.
On Facebook.
Was it MySpace or Facebook?
Facebook.
Okay. It's Facebook. I mean, book.
Okay, so it's pretty, pretty recent.
I mean, what?
Hello.
Sorry. Anyway.
I'm on Facebook.
since we had been talking online for so long, I finally got my ass out to California, and...
And then we just kind of started getting things together.
Was it because you both had the name Sin in your name?
Actually, she kind of inspired my name, because I was going through... I started doing burlesque right before I met her, but I was still struggling on a name.
Right.
And then... We had talked about doing things together, and I wanted something.
What kind of burlesque?
Boylesque.
Well,
what do you mean? What do you mean? What kind?
What type of routine would you do? Belly dance, or would you dress up?
I do a bit of fusion. There's always a bit of like. It's very. My style is very. Viper is very carnal, primal, kind of carny, a little twisted. There's a lot of blood involved. Sometimes.
Oh, bloody burlesque!
Yeah,
Scott is recoiling.
I'm a big fan of. I actually did this one piece a while back. It was a witch doctor, and I came out. I was a man who was pregnant, basically.
Right.
And I ended up giving birth on stage, and you know, bathing in the placenta and eating it.
It was beautiful.
It was amazing. I was very proud of it.
Who cleaned the stage?
Oh, it was Jello.
I'm like really OCD about cleaning.
Well, was it like the Jello shot Jello children? Or just regular Jello?
It was regular Jello. I'm actually sober.
Oh, okay, good. Okay for you.
Yeah.
And somebody doesn't have a stage name is Scott.
Mm.
And why don't you have a stage name?
Well, my name is Scott Hireman, and everyone's like, you should get a drag name. And I'm like, I want to stay Scott Hireman so I can drag my family name through the mud as much as possible.
And Scott, I we've had drag queens on the show before. The beard, it's not fooling anybody, just so you know.
I
the chest hair, too, but that's a
good one. Oh, my God, just don't even look at my back knee. But
I saw the back knee.
I have such a gross back, and I usually wear a wig like to cover it up. I'm like, I'm on a radio show, and I just don't care right now.
it is video, too. If you,
Well, they can't see my back. Y'all don't be looking at my back. Somebody edit that part out.
Right. So, but how, I mean...
I kept the beard because it's the most masculine thing about me, and I feel like if I shaved my beard, I would look really girly.
Lose your penis?
Yeah,
well,
I was going to say.
And I don't like to be a woman all the time. Like, at the end of the day, I like to be a man. And
we were talking tucking before.
I've actually been thinking about doing bearded drag, too.
Well, you shouldn't, because I'm doing it.
Uh-huh. There's a couple others.
I know.
Is there like bearded drag beef?
Glitz Glam, I've heard him. Glitz Glam is in San Diego.
Things just got really fierce and hot here all of a sudden.
Wow,
the
claws are coming out.
But I think I'm the only bearded drag queen, because I think of myself as a stand-up comedian who happens to be in a dress, and you're welcome.
Right.
But I don't think of myself as a drag queen who does comedy. I'm a comedian first.
Right. And by the way,
do you like men or women?
Men. I don't like men.
And
you gotta give a little more detail. You like men?
You like girly men?
You femme or do you like butch?
Any that's available, and we'll say yes.
Right.
So you're a classic dude.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, do you have a preference in men? I think is what she's getting at. Because you were like,
I have an OCD thing about cleanliness.
Right.
So I point to Viper every time I think of something dirty, but
I'm filthy.
Like even today, like this guy wanted to.
He's all.
Today, this guy wanted to give me oral sex, and he started touching himself, and I was like, please stop, because really? That really like turns me off.
What was this?
Wait, oral sex turns you off?
If I'm getting oral sex, yay. This is a great day. But if he starts touching himself, I think I'm like, where's he going to come? Like, this is disgusting. I'm going to have to shampoo the carpet.
Oh,
like,
you're anal retentive.
Yeah, but no anal. No, I don't do that.
You don't do anal.
I don't do anal.
Just oral.
Just oral. Just give me a blowjob and get out.
All right. Well, you know what? Honestly, as fascinating as this.
I have another quick question. So, this is important. So you go through your life now with only blowjobs?
Well, for now, I just like getting blowjobs. That's my gig, you know?
Do you like giving blowjobs?
So you don't fuck at all?
I used to like giving blowjobs, but it's just like, God, it's exhausting.
But do you do any fucking?
No, my God, no! That's gay.
Do you consider yourself a gay man?
I consider myself to be... I don't know. Yes, I mean, yes, gay, but not
maybe
like
you're into
gay.
Girls. Maybe you're into girls.
I want to be them.
Not inside
of them.
You might want to get a Mach 3. That might help. But
is that a razor?
I feel like I use one on my wrist,
not my face.
That's funny. Yeah. I like that. No, but Sahira, what kind of man are you into? That's what I'm curious. I really want to know this.
Then we'll ask Viper.
I'm going to get my phone really quick. I haven't heard all the stories.
Oh, let's hear the stories.
I'm bored Viper right now.
Let's hear the stories.
Wait, are you two a couple?
No, it's my sister.
Oh my!
No. Is she really? My gay husband.
They're
sisters
and brothers from another mother. I think.
Mm.
They're soulmates in a whole different way. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Precisely.
Pretty much.
It's like me and Josie. It's like you know.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. We're sort of brother and sister in her mind, not mine. But Sahira, tell us the stories about men and what kind of men you like. And the
As far as men go, I have terribly high standards.
Good. Yeah, maybe I'll meet them.
It's like you can't be an asshole. You can't be a controlling douchebag. You can't be mad at me for wanting me to live my life and do my own things. And have to be respectful and a decent human being.
Wait, I'm taking notes. Hold on.
My standards are clearly insanely high. So
I feel like when a girl wearing a bra and drinking beer says I have high standards in men, something's wrong.
Are you serious? Look how beautiful this woman is. You are gay. I gotta tell you, this is a beautiful woman. And nothing you've said I meet all that criteria, so there's gotta be something more.
Mark, I think you're thinking of somebody else. Not you. No, not me.
I don't self-analyze to that extent, I suppose. I just like, I'm like...
So why was Viper afraid of hearing the stories?
Because I know them all.
Oh, so you're the friend. You're getting all the heartbreak.
I'm like, oh...
But wait, I'm sure you've heard his stories too, right?
He's like, here we go again.
Tell us a Viper story. Come on.
No, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Come on. You tell a Viper story. You tell us a Hero story.
Mine are far more graphic than hers. Far more. Shut your face, Uncle Fucker.
I have to live together and sleep.
Oh, so you guys live together. So, okay.
Yeah. I know where you sleep. I mean this.
I sleep above you, bitch.
And?
I'm the top.
Yawn.
Wow.
I feel nervous.
There's nothing to be nervous about.
I am.
Actually, I just think in the middle. They're ready to belly dance off right in your face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were doing that in the lobby. That's good. Where'd you learn that?
So I was, you know how like when you're a kid and you want to learn how to whistle and so you do it in church and you finally get it right?
I didn't go to church as a kid.
It was like Easter or Christmas mass and my aunt, who's a Mexican and all Catholic and shit. So we all went to mass together and I'm, you know, not amused. And so I'm trying to entertain myself and I figure, I've been working on this thing for quite some time and I can't get it. When I was a kid, I whistled in church. So I was like, I'm just going to do this.
Right.
And so in the middle of like Easter, it was like a big fucking like Catholic holiday.
Right.
And I'm just like, I'm just going to try this. So I was like, did a couple warm-ups and I was doing, okay, getting it there. Okay. And I just went for it. And I was like, in the middle of church. And I was just kind of like looking around like,
you know. And this is a church day where people that don't go to church going to church.
No, this was full on like
full church.
Like Latinos went to church.
Oh, Latinos don't fuck around.
No, they don't.
I was wearing a red suit. I walked by a church on my way to a comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
They literally like one guy closed the door, the other guy was guarding it. They really thought it was the devil.
Oh, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They thought it was the Kool-Aid man.
Well, it could be too. Thanks.
We did that at the airport the one time. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yes. Because, like, I'm coming back.
I was waiting for Joseph to say that, but go ahead.
I came back from Spain, and she was picking me up, and we're at, like, completely at the complete opposite ends of the terminal.
Right.
And in unison, we both go, in unison at, like, the same time. Oh, she's wearing, like, a Hello Kitty shirt and, like, pink gloves, and I'm full on, like, rings and necklaces and... Looking like my bomb the place.
Yeah, it's like...
So, but what nationality are you? You're very exotic looking.
Okay. German, Russian, Polish, Hungarian on my mother's side. My dad is... My dad's dad is Spanish, Moor, and Italian. And then his grandmother is Budapeche Indian, which is their direct descendants of Mayans and Aztecs.
Next time, just say minority.
I'm proud of where the fuck I come from.
No, and you come from the entire world.
Yeah.
That was spoken by a white man from Kentucky.
You grew up in everybody thinks I'm racist, and that's just not true.
Oh, I didn't say you were racist.
I am totally racist.
No, I sleep with black guys.
You're totally racist.
I will admit that shit. Fuck yeah.
You're completely racist.
Wait. I mean, like against Mexicans, I'm totally racist because I am one, so I can totally joke. Like, I know Jesus. He's my lawnmower, you know? Or he's my gardener, or whatever.
I hate to tell you, George Burns stole that from Milton Berle. It's been going around for a while.
No, but I mean, it's.
But you can say it. It's like the black people say the N word. You can make fun of your people.
Well, I think for me.
It's like Josie makes fun of whores. You can joke about your own kind.
I mean, I'm very. I believe stereotypes are a real thing.
Right. Josie's not a whore.
He's afraid of me.
The reason I didn't say you were racist, but you grew up in Kentucky, a small town, or was it Louisville, or was it like
we had a Walmart.
We had a Walmart. Okay.
We had a Walmart.
And that's the only thing
you were going to Walmart like this.
Oh my gosh, no, I never went to Walmart and anything.
So when did you start doing drag?
You wouldn't go into Walmart.
Oh my god.
I would.
Yeah, I have a hard time admitting or
I walk to Walmart like that.
To be honest, I've been doing drag for about a month, but I've been and that's a true story.
Yes.
But I've been wearing heels since I was about 16. I got my first pair of heels. I would go into my basement on my treadmill, have one earbud in, one earbud out, so I can hear if my mom's going to come down the stairs and kill me.
Right.
And I would just be like working on my treadmill because I told myself, Scott, you are not going to wear heels in public until you can run in heels in public.
Yes!
Okay.
Because I was in Kentucky.
Yes,
I was going to be sweating bullets right.
And
dodging. And
you'd have to run fast, too.
You have to run so fast, and you have to, yeah.
So what was the top speed on a treadmill?
I don't know, like a 3.7.
Oh, wow. I don't even know if that's good. But
what about now?
What does that mean? What about now? Like an 8.2.
Right. Do you have experience running in heels, Viper? Is that why you were so excited?
Yes.
Really?
No, I do. Well, my first pair of heels were 6 inches, no platform.
Right.
And I was very proud of that. And I did a full-on samba Latin dance in them. And I was like, I'm going to do this shit. And I went hard.
So when you were little... Were you just born to dance?
Oh, no, yeah, my mom said that when I was in the womb, I would constantly, like, dance in her. Yeah, womb. Womb.
Womb.
You put a B on
it. It just sounds funnier.
When I was in my mother's womb, she was so excited to give birth to me.
Is a word.
She gave me
womba
up for adoption.
I'm sorry, Scott.
She gave
Scott,
you up for adoption?
Listening, Jesse. I was given up for adoption, yeah, which basically means my original family said no thank you.
Wow.
Or maybe you've just rejected them.
No.
She's like trying to find the silver lining. It's not working.
They're rich. And she's always like, I'm giving you up for a better life. I'm like, you gave me to a Christian family on welfare.
Wait, a rich family gave you to a poor family to give you a better life.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of, you know, it doesn't bother me that I'm adopted because basically it just means like the first woman in my life rejected me. But I don't think that's had any effect on how I feel about women.
Right.
None at all.
Right. Trust me, I've been rejected by women my whole life. It's fine.
Oh, you don't have to tell us.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Anyway, so here, I was going to ask you, now you guys know, yeah, so you and Viper were at Wasteland Weekend.
Yes, and we're going again this year.
Tell us about Wasteland Weekend.
Wasteland Weekend is fucking amazing.
Yes, it's the best.
Right. I filmed you guys for my video.
Oh, did you?
You did?
Mm-hmm. The video that I was supposed to be in, but...
I didn't remember. It was Wasteland... What is
well,
it?
I still, Wasteland I Weekend.
About Wasteland,
no.
Okay.
Well, what's the difference between Wasteland Weekend and Burning Man?
Okay, well, Wasteland Weekend is not so... Like, you don't go there to have a spiritual experience.
No. You go there to fuck things up.
Yeah. You go there to fuck things up. It's very, like, just carnal, primal...
It's the opposite.
It's the post-apocalypse, basically. It's themed after the post-apocalypse.
Yeah. I think Mad Max... Scott doesn't want to go, I don't think.
He's fine.
Dirty Scott.
It's very dirty.
It's very dirty.
Everybody's sweating.
I like,
sweaty.
Really I like you know,
you like hygiene.
It's very sweaty.
You like hygiene.
Oh, no.
I could totally be happy with like the smell of Dubai in the summer coming out of my armpits.
Does it?
Occasionally, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. It's good, though.
Well, you live with them.
I mean, it's like frankincense and myrrh and all that, you know, good shit. And then occasional man stink.
Jesus' birthday?
Occasional man stink. Man stink. I think that's the first time somebody said that on the show.
Yes, I thought the show was cheery. Bam.
But Wasteland Weekend.
He was nervous, too.
Mm-hmm. I was. Yeah, right? I was nervous.
I was nervous. I was like, sure.
Wasteland Weekend, go ahead.
Yes. Wasteland Weekend is
Are you guys
going to
be there
fantastic.
This year?
Yeah,
yes.
We're performing with... We're performing a Sin City. Mm-hmm. And then we're also performing with the... What are they? What the fuck?
Instead of sitting just the two
on
of
the
you?
Main stage
yeah, so far.
The,
well, there's also actually.
Dome.
We're performing in the main stage.
Yeah, main stage.
Both
okay.
nights.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also doing for fire performance and fire mm-hmm. combat.
Yeah.
Fire combat? Tell us about that.
That involves. Well, she and I.
Fire's at the dome.
It's fighting
right?
fire.
No,
it's
at
fight
the,
him
we're
with
doing
fire?
The main stage.
We fight each other with fire. He has fire too.
Who wins?
In the choreography, she wins.
It's supposed to be a surprise. Gosh.
I'm not going to play anymore.
You really think our friends are actually going to listen to this goddamn show?
Yeah.
Please.
Ours don't either.
Please, no. Nobody, it's going to be a surprise. But yeah, she and I do it. We're doing a hand-to-hand combat.
Mm-hmm. Really? With fire?
With fire.
Mm-hmm. Your hands are on fire?
No. We're still working on the choreography.
Sticks with fire.
And then me and my friend, Brandon, who goes by Mogwai.
Mogwai, like the band, the Mogwai?
No.
Mogwai like
name.
The gremlin, like
yes.
the Muppet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, and so he and I are doing a fire sword piece, and that's pretty awesome, but he ends up dying in a blazing ring of fire.
So mm-hmm. so the sword is on fire?
Yes.
Wow. This.
I think we'll probably end up with fire staffs. I'm
yeah, I was thinking that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be there all weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're probably
going
to get there Wednesday and like head back, what, Sunday or Monday?
Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous.
So yeah, I'm just curious. Everybody tells me about Wasteland. I almost got booked there a couple years
you
ago.
You should
almost
get to
go.
Going.
It's
fucking amazing. I mean, like for those of the people that drink, alcohol is free. It's amazing mm-hmm. under the stars. I mean, I'm like one of those like big old spiritual nonsense.
Well, there's
people,
a lot of
so I'm like,
stink.
Oh my God, stars.
And
it's
for those
so
of you who
right
don't want to go,
going stars. It's so pretty. So yeah.
For those of you who don't want to go, I can throw a Tupperware party.
You don't drink, you don't get high, but you stare at the stars and take.
I'm
a
fucking disgusting, really. Yeah, it's like
it really is.
It's yeah. What's one of my favorite quotes? Oh yeah, honey, in this moment, you are enough. It's part sarcastic, parts genuine, but...
Mm-hmm. You said that about Sahira? She said it about you.
No, people say it about him.
Yeah. Okay. It's something I like to say about to people, just like mm-hmm. as like a little nudge.
I usually tell Viper, your titties are
yes,
up
I
here.
Love this one.
Viper. He'll come like flying in, like all a flutter, and I'm just like, sweetheart, your titties are up here.
Right.
I'm going to need you to shimmy them back in right here. Okay,
right.
So like your tits are up here. Calm thy titties.
Calm thy tits.
Bring them back down here. So that is my phrase in the house. Yeah.
If we keep going with this, we're going to have the police are going to come in for a domestic violence thing. I don't know
oh, no, we beat each other, but it's totally consensual.
I left a scar on him.
Yeah, and I actually asked
her
to.
Oh my God, is that what's wrong with
this you beat each other, but it's consensual.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, yeah.
Well, the pumpkin bread in my ass.
Do you need a new roommate?
Oh,
that was not consensual.
What happened? Let's hear this. Hold on.
Pumpkin bread in my ass is not consensual.
So she was like, here, eat this.
Pumpkin bread in your ass.
I hit him with a slice of pumpkin bread, which made a very satisfying thwack against his back. I will just point out, so it was totally worth it.
I pulled her pants down, I shoved all the pumpkin bread down her ass.
Do you guys have a job?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need a new roommate?
But that was after I threw water in his face, and there was
what do you all do for money?
Like,
I teach dance for an after-school program. I actually have like a really adult job. It's kind of disgusting.
He works with kids.
He teaches dance for after-school program.
I work with kids. I know, this works with kids. It's
pretty spectacular. The look on the bearded drag queen's face, he's overwhelmed.
Now, what do you do for money?
She's a barista.
I'm a barista, and I also...
She's a coffee whore.
I am a coffee whore.
She's a bean slinger.
You fuck up coffee. That's my main money thing at the moment. I also do costume design. I sell and make costumes online.
Etsy.
And,
And we both perform. I mean, we perform pretty frequently.
For money, too.
Yeah.
They actually
We get paid for our stuff.
I stopped taking gigs that are just, here's, like, you know, promotion. It's for promotion or...
Whatever.
That's bullshit to me. It's like...
Yeah, no. It's so harmful for artists, and artists just need to stop doing that.
Right.
It's just perpetuating.
Except for the Dark Mark show. Please.
No, this is good.
This is good promotion. It gets us to meet
a greater audience.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but when a restaurant goes, come dance for us for free, I'm just like, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm having a party, so how about you come cook for me for free? It'll be great promotion for all my friends and all the people that are going to be there. It's going to be a big party, so...
I
think with restaurant gigs is that, like, I mean, you can't really ask for too much. You can't ask for what you would get for a private show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you can ask for, like, I usually ask for 70 if I do a restaurant. If they do 50, that's fine.
Right.
But I can do one show. And they got to feed me.
And all the food you can
and
eat.
And they got to motherfucking feed me.
70 bucks for, like, what is that, an hour, 2 hours?
Nope. 20, 30 minutes. Mm. Maybe 15.
But it's longer than that because you have to get ready and you have to get over there.
Yeah, so it's actually a few hours.
The thing is, everybody will come up to me like, you're a comedian, tell me a joke. It's like, you know, fuck you, pay me.
Exactly.
Then I'll tell you tons of jokes.
People say that to me and I just say, look at my face.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's hilarious. That's a good one. Big events, people are like, it's going to be a huge promotion. I'm like, how about you throw me a big event party? Because I have a lot of friends, so that'd be a great promotion for you as an event creator.
You guys sound really bitter. We are bitter because it's one of those things.
When did you move to LA?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I moved out.
Well, I moved out in like January, but could not find a place to stay. So I moved in with a family of Mormons and I was their nanny in San Diego for six months. And I actually just moved to LA West Hollywood. It was actually wonderful.
No, they love him.
Yeah, Bailey's going to call in one of the 11-year-old kids. She wants to be a drag queen when she grows up.
Right.
Anyway, so I just moved into West Hollywood.
She wants to be a drag queen.
A month ago. She wants to be a drag queen.
Well, see, this is what happens when you live in LA more than 6 months.
What?
You get a little bitter. Things happen.
Yeah, and actually, I'm a native.
But they're not even that bitter.
It's like on the East Coast as well.
Right.
So this is tough.
It is.
Yeah, and just the problem is, like, everywhere is trying to make you...
Well, I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, one of the most fun gigs I ever had was I hosted at Gothla, the Belly Dancer.
Yes.
Right.
And I had this
Gothla
whole...
Gothla's amazing.
I had this whole thing. Were you there in 2010?
No, but I wasn't there.
Our friend Irina Zara, I'm sure you know her from around. She hooked me up with it. And I went up there.
Irina Zara?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love her.
I love her, too.
She's...
I've been trying to get her on the show, and we lost touch. I haven't seen her in a while, but we'll get her on the show soon. We should have all belly dancers every week, but... So I did Gothla, and my joke was, I'm going to be the one male belly dancer. Little did I know, there's tons of male belly dancers.
There is a bunch of us, yeah.
And this is
the year that I totally predict the boom of the belly dancer, the male belly dancer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, that helps.
Different prediction, but good for you.
Yes,
what's your prediction?
Just that it's not that.
It's not that.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a housekeeper.
For who?
It's a company called Homejoy. Yeah. And they just hooked me up with clients in Bel Air and West Hollywood who need their shit cleaned. And
do
I
you
also
clean
do,
in heels?
No, as if it's you pay extra. But I also do clinical trials. So
there's a whole market for that.
Is it one of those ones where you're like the slutty maid outfit?
You and a French maid outfit.
Look at that guy. He wants a slutty maid to clean his apartment.
Yeah, he does.
Scott?
No, I was agreeing with what Josie said. There's a whole market for it.
No, there really is a whole market. I just don't want to be in that market. Mm-hmm. But I also do clinical trials. I actually just signed out of a clinic for doing a medication for schizophrenia.
I know. We were going to book you like last month. And then, yeah.
It was awful. I had so many side effects. No, listen. I was supposed to be in the hospital for 23 days. So I get there, and the first couple days are fine. But then I start having side effects. And I...
No.
What?
Stomach cramps and diarrhea.
That's crazy.
I know.
A clinical trial with side effects?
How do they give you medication for schizophrenia if you don't have it?
Well, because they just assumed I had it.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
No, but it was to study the effects on the medication on like normal people, so they booked me.
Looking at him, you would think that he...
Looking at everybody in the studio, you would think that everybody's
like
schizophrenic.
Six of us had schizophrenia, and six of us did not have schizophrenia. And the schizophrenics felt bad for me.
I bet they did. But what was the weirdest side effect?
Aren't schizophrenics not to be empathic?
The weirdest side effect was anxiety, depression, which I've dealt with depression.
You already have that.
I know. Yeah. But it reached levels that I have never, like, I wanted to work at, like, Wells Fargo or H&R Block. I wanted to give up on drag.
That doesn't get any more depressing
than
that.
And I took my heels and a dress with me just in case I felt motivated, like, after I gave my blood to, like, do, you know, a Lady Gaga number. But I just...
Who doesn't?
I was having muscle spasms. Like, I couldn't control my arms. Like, I couldn't Vogue.
I'm sorry.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. You couldn't Vogue?
I couldn't do...
No!
Not the Vogue. So
there's gonna be a commercial.
Can you Vogue now?
No.
This medicine.
I couldn't vote before and I couldn't vote during and
This medicine may cause cramps, diarrhea, you can't vogue, you know, all that stuff.
Lack of voguing.
Lack of vogue capacity.
Lack of sleep, weak stream, all that stuff. You know what I think? It's about time we see what you guys are all about.
Okay.
I think we should see some dancing.
Oh, shit.
Let me get Josie, you talk a little bit. I'm going to shift the camera. I'm sure
we have to make a shout out to Mickey. Mickey's listening to us, you poor thing.
Oh, my God, Mickey.
Hey, shout out to Mickey.
Hi.
Mickey Gibson is our East Coast.
Our East Coast group.
Oh, wow. Staying up late.
So there's Sin City over here on the West Coast.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And?
Troop Sin on the East Coast. Leader is Mickey Gibson, one of my dearest and oldest friends. I love to death, and I miss her every single day of my life that I'm out here.
And why S-Y-N instead of S-I-N?
S-Y-N.
Because it's different.
You know.
Okay. It's like so underground, you probably haven't heard of it yet.
You probably haven't heard of it.
I'm glad you guys have friends.
Yes. That's the one.
Did you make any friends at the clinical trial?
I hope not. Actually, when I was a kid and I went to the psych ward, I made friends there. It was interesting. Anyway, go on.
It's
time to belly dance.
Please talk. Please talk about your boy interrupted story, and I'm going to get the camera set up. Okay, let's hear about that. It's Mental Hospital Day here on Dark Mark Show.
Mental Hospital
and
Belly Dance.
All the time.
Yeah, every week is mentally challenged and mentally disturbed.
Well, you got the right belly dancer.
It's right. Okay. So,
were you listening to Roar? What were you listening to?
No, I was listening to Legendary Lovers.
By Katy Perry.
That woman.
I'm obsessed with Birthday right now.
Me too.
I am obsessed with Birthday.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Let's talk about Motorhead.
Did we just magically transport into a gay club? What happened?
We totally did. Cocksuckers and flamers everywhere.
Yeah, why not? Anyway, so I don't want to talk about Sahira like that, but would you like to dance a little bit?
Do it.
You too.
I got to get my phone. How do I connect to the microphone?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a Jew too.
Way too small. That was never going to happen.
Where do we dance?
I guess you're going to have to dance over
there. Okay, that's cool.
Exactly. The designated corner.
Just don't trip on the electrical cords or your
electrical cords. I've dealt with a lot worse than this in my belly dance career.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Oh my God. Talk amongst yourself.
Okay, so Sahira Sin is trying to get her music together so she can belly dance.
Do you plug it in? How's
that going to go down?
Do you plug it in with the stuff?
They can't really plug it in, no. I'm sorry. If you could
we
just, like,
didn't plan this out very well, did we?
Well, I tried to get you to email me some music. Anyway, Scott, if you want to pee, go ahead, but you're going to miss the belly dancing.
I will.
Yeah.
Well, she's belly dancing right now.
So have you learned to tuck it yet?
No, I don't tuck.
Yeah, we were going to talk about the tuck.
You just let dangle?
I mean, I have four pairs of tights and a pair of Spanx on, so it's not like
four.
It's just like...
Ooh, that's so restricting.
I know.
Why four? How'd you come up with that number?
Well, it needs to be an even number.
Oh, because you're OCD.
The balls.
Thing. Do you have a ritual?
What?
Do you have a ritual?
Yeah.
Because you're so OCD. Right.
So while they talk about tucking, I'm going to be watching Sahira Sin dance.
Let's watch Sahara. What's her name?
Sahara.
What? The topic is tucking. That's her motivation for this dance. Yeah. interpretive dance about tucking. Go.
Let me give it to me. I'll put it against the microphone.
This is dedicated to tucking.
I can't.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. Here we go.
Okay, this is dedicated to tucking.
When you were here before, looked you in the eye, you're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world.
That's beautiful. Look at that. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really good. Now she's really giggling that stomach very fast. The hips don't lie. They're going up and down. Really fast.
She's turning to flat. Flat.
Is that Heavenly Hymie? Look at that.
Badass, though.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's how that tattoo's mesmerizing me.
I tap it. I've actually touched her pussy.
Oh, Viper.
Like, occasionally I'll come home and I'll greet her with, like, a wrap around the butt, and then I'll just, like, dig my hands underneath her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, you cannot distract her with anything.
Is that how you
guys
greet each other?
Pretty much.
Like, I'll grab her. She's such a dick, right?
Yeah. Occasionally.
Huh? Everybody watching this is like, shut the fuck up. But,
right. We're busy.
What's that? Okay.
Are you done?
That was gorgeous.
That was so great.
Yeah, man.
Okay,
wow.
Your turn.
Okay, fine.
Okay, Viper.
Coming
and if you're listening on iTunes, you got to see what these people are wearing. Sarah's got she's got all sorts of sparkly.
Don't even get started talking on the costumes. Going
and you got
night.
Like a, you got like a headdress.
Yeah.
It's very.
Explain his costume.
I'm trying to figure it out.
I can't explain anything about Viper.
It's Indian meets Mad Max meets the Ultimate Warrior meets
Goodwill.
Oh, for God's sakes.
meets.
That Scott said that.
$5 clothing store.
Totally. Oh, that was actually. Where did I get that?
99-cent store.
No, I got it in downtown. It was a sundress, and I was like, I'm gonna make something else out of this. It's
a maxi dress.
Yeah.
I know. I saw.
Now,
that.
If you've never seen a man belly dance, you're gonna see it now.
Wow.
And the guy that danced at Gothlight, I wish you remember his name was fantastic, but I'm sure Viper is very good too.
I feel bad to stare. I feel like I'm
stare.
I know.
Stare. I encourage you to.
Your phone's very much with your eyes.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, last jiggle. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Josie, if you want to dance with him.
Oh, hey, girl, hey. Work it.
Now, that takes some practice. You know what's funny? Oh yes, yes.
I ruined everything.
And you know what's funny is when you said I said you want to come on. I said, hey, could you get another ballet dancer to come on? You're like, sure.
Yeah.
You realize I was hoping and expecting for another female, but
okay, I'm sorry.
A viper is terrific.
I'll be a chook of the dick for you, bro.
No, you're terrific. First off, how do you isolate really the stomach amazing. Like that? Like both of you, like.
Lots of practice.
What do you mean, isolate the stomach?
Mark, you should be an expert on stomachs. You tell us.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious. Yes. If you're hoping for rebooking, Scott, I'm not sure about that. But no, I mean, you know what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's sort of like isolate parts of the stomach. It sort of looks like
a lot
like
of it has to do with hip and weight placement.
Right.
Yeah, but as far as the stomach goes, that one just takes a lot of practice. I mean,
the stomach flutters?
Yeah,
the stomach flutters. That's what I'm talking about.
That has to do with a lot of, like, it's not breath at all.
No?
It's muscle control. Yeah,
that's the difficult part about belly dance, especially the style that we do. It's very much about muscle isolations, and you're using opposite muscle groups to contract and control the other side that you're going to move it for. Like if I want to do something and go to my left, I'm using the muscles on the right side of my body to make it happen. You know what I mean? So
that's what gets you that control.
Effect. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
and
if I'm doing hip work on my right side, it's my left hip that's doing all the work.
It's a very geometrical dance, too.
Yeah.
Yes, trust me, when you were dancing, I was paying close attention.
Yes.
Like I said, that ass, though.
You can't beat that ass. There's no question about
it. You could beat it. Girl. It's a matter of will she let you.
And I'm still trying to picture the banana bread in there. That was...
Oh, my God.
How to isolate or banana bread up the ass. I'm not really sure.
Why not both?
Exactly.
Isolate the banana bread.
How long have you been dancing? We never got to that.
Belly dance or belly dance dancing. In general? Belly dance for about 7-8 years now.
And what was the inspiration?
Getting sober.
Okay.
Getting sober.
Yeah.
I got sober and I kind of
there's
like...
people that get sober without belly dancing? I don't know.
Well, I mean, part of for me it was I didn't really...
And congratulations on
thank
that,
you,
by the
thank
way.
You. Yeah, I got sober when I was 18. And then I relapsed, and then at 19 I got sober again. And around that time, like I needed something to inspire me.
Right.
Like from 18, like that 11 months and 8 days, there was like 13 deaths that I had experienced.
Ooh.
And so I kind of like lost a lot of gusto for life. And I've always loved belly dance.
Right.
Since I was a kid, like my mom and I would go to the Venice Beach shrimp circles, when I was like 5, sure, and sure, I had like the movements, and it was already part of me.
You were always sort of doing that.
Yeah, and I just kind of found belly dance and I ran with it. And it's for me, it's not just a dance. It's not just an art form. It's a spiritual way of life for me. It's a way of connecting to something that's greater than I.
Right.
I've been dancing since I was a kid though. Like I'm classically trained as well.
Oh, okay. So you do ballet?
Ballet, modern jazz, hip hop, Latin ballroom. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like the thing about belly dance, like fusion, which is a style we do, is you can add anything to it. Like I could do a Latin belly, like a Latin ballroom belly dance fusion thing.
Right.
Like I can mix a samba, which I have, into belly dance. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Samba and belly dance together?
Totally. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Now, what other dance have you been trained in?
Belly dance has been the main one, to be honest with you. Before I found belly dance, I had zero interest in dance or any kind of like physical activity whatsoever. It just seemed like a lot of work and effort.
I can relate.
But,
That was for you, Scott. There you go.
But no, I was always kind of more into like...
Mark, I used to be 300 pounds, so I know about being fat.
I'm just going to say,
so how do you
really wish I had a beard right now. That's right.
No, please.
I'm jealous I don't have a beard right now.
You're jealous you don't have a beard?
You feel left out.
Oh. No, you don't. No, you're not. Please, you have enough.
Well, because everybody here has a beard, including Josie. But Scott, how did you lose?
I have a beard. You just can't see it.
Exactly. That's what I said.
I'm trying to get you to the show, Josie. No. Scott, how did you lose? How did you lose? I'm assuming at least 100 pounds.
150.
How do you do that?
Oh, just did it. You know, I was like.
Oh, that really,
like, that really helps. What was that? I just bought a juicer.
He's looking for some advice.
Okay, I bought a juicer, I bought a treadmill, and I bought some self-confidence.
The man who was joking about slinging his wrist before the show and goes to clinical trials for schizophrenia. You got some confidence.
Whoa, I think we're hitting low again. Both of you, calm the fuck down.
No,
your tits are up here.
No, I just didn't want to. All
right,
Bring the tits down. I love you, Scott. Stop it. We're comics. That's the way we go. That's the way we do things.
Yeah.
It's like a roast every time we talk.
I didn't even know how to feel. By the way, if I knew you were a comic,
I wouldn't have booked you. I didn't even read the comic thing. I was like, I saw the picture. I said,
he doesn't
want to
have other comics
perfect.
On.
Why? Because they'll be better than him?
Yes. Yeah, because you'll be so much better. So here.
Scott's my spirit animal.
No, but I didn't hear the answer. So what other is your real name?
Meet me, Daddy.
Wait, your real name is Sarah?
Her real name is Sarah Stitza.
Oh,
Sarah
Stitza.
I love that.
It's not? No.
Sarah Stitza can't be a real name.
Mm-mm. It's not.
What is it then?
I'm telling you, bitch.
She's actually mad at me for sure.
Wow, this has turned into the Jerry Springer show all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, we were
talking about Leon Mancilla. Chill the fuck out.
My real name is Leon Mancilla. So we were talking about doing Mancilla. What? Mancilla.
Mancilla.
So we were talking about
no
doing...
No habla español.
Anyway, so we were talking about doing this Jerry Springer thing where we get... What were we saying with John? But doing...
Belly dances at the funny show.
I was just trying to say that I had your baby, but we would need a bar to black baby, and that just like was way too much effort.
Yeah, I would need a black baby, but I was the dad.
Excuse me, can I borrow your black baby for a weekend, please?
Just
if you don't give it back.
Yeah, I'd give it back, Jesus.
But what other dance are you trained in?
It's mainly belly dance, but thanks to that, I've kind of dipped into other styles because the tribal fusion style that we do is so immersed in different cultures and brings in so many diverse other dances and stylizations that I've kind of.
So you weren't doing ballet or break dancing or anything like that when you were a kid?
No.
Nope.
No.
Where would you like to see this go in the future?
Honestly, I didn't come to LA thinking I'm gonna be a star or anything ridiculous like that.
I know you did.
Thank you.
And you are a star, Scott.
Oh. I'm not an idiot thinking things like that. I'm
my
but anyway, no,
I
so
work
I just
at Starbucks.
Starbucks. She works at Groundwork, it's better.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I work at Groundwork. It's really underground, I've probably never heard of it.
You know what? Go ahead, say what you're gonna say.
I forget what I was going to say. Oh, I'd like to, just be able to be a professional performer and make a living at it.
Have you ever thought
of doing workshops and teaching other people?
Oh, yeah. I used to teach back in Pennsylvania. So it's definitely something that can be back on the table at some point now that I live here.
Maybe
so,
touring?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Is that in the future?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if any opportunity that comes along. I just, I'm a live by the day kind of girl.
Where's your dream location that you'd like to go to?
The center of the earth. No, let me think. I don't know, anywhere in Europe. I would love to just travel around Europe. I think that'd be amazing.
If people want to get a hold of you, Sahira, how do they do that?
You can look up Sahira Sin on Facebook. I have a page on there.
She's on Model Mayhem, too. I did a lot of research.
Josie
will tell you.
I did a lot of research.
long hours. Late at night.
Yeah. I do modeling work and fire spin in addition to the fire spinning and everything. So, yeah.
Facebook.
Who taught you how to fire spin?
I learned since we started coming out here. It was the group that we connected with at Wasteland Weekend. Found out that they practiced just a few miles away from our house that we started renting. So it was kind of serendipitous. And so we've been hanging out with them. And I'm just starting to learn contact staffing, which is where you have a big, long staff. It's on fire on both sides.
We all like that.
I just can't believe Sahara used the 5-syllable word on this show. But where does the time go? Scott, how do people get a hold of you?
Just ask.
Where are we finding you on the internet?
I'm nobody. So I'm not. Am I on there? Like, I just
you
have a Facebook
be.
And
you
a
do,
Twitter.
You do. Yeah. Viper has a website. I know that.
I do. It needs some work. It needs some work.
Right. But what's the URL if people want to get a hold of you?
Viprasinville.com. That's right. VYPRSYNVILLE.com.
I drink too much to make a website.
But you all have been great. I want all of you to come back. Josie, how do people get a hold of you?
Google me, Josie.
Or the number on the corner.
KAT, and you'll find my Twitter, and that has all the information.
That's right.
On the shows.
A lot of pretty pictures too. And then if you go to gothcomedian.com, you'll get all the information about me. Please come down to the Complex Theater tomorrow night. I'll be performing Sahira, Scott, Viper. I told you, it just goes by so quick and it's so much fun.
It's over already.
You guys are so great.
Can I eat your brains?
Namaste, bitches.
Eat my brains and everybody have a wonderfully creepy week.
Brains.
Bye.
Where did the brains come
from? They're all dry. Never mind.
It's dry brains.
Oh, we should have a spank train.
We don't have time for the spank train. Bye.
Spank train, what?
Bye.
It's always time for spank trains.